Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's our 20th anniversary, my friends. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of our show, of our broadcast, and basically of my media company where I transitioned from. I've been in business longer than that, but when we transitioned, I started transitioning from my consulting company over to the media company in 97. That was 20 years ago. And so we're wrapping up our 20th year, heading off into our new decade. And God willing, we'll spend a few more years together. But I thought I'd talk to you a little bit about, and by the way, it's just you and me this half hour, this segment and the next one. I want to talk a little bit about origins. I want to talk about the seed of an idea. I want to talk about some of the issues that people deal with when they're going through that. This is my story. You've heard some of you may have heard some of it before over the years, but you've heard many entrepreneurs on my show during the year talk about these things. And so I thought maybe you might be interested in what happened on this end. So I had a consulting company for a number of years. I was very successful with it, but I just felt that small business owners needed to have a place where they could go. This was way back in 97, remember now. Not everybody wasn't on the internet to start with. Everybody didn't have email even in those days. So this was pretty early. And I said, I wanted to find a place where small business owners could go and get answers to their questions. Because here's what I knew about small business owners. They're reluctant, you guys, and I probably have been, reluctant to ask questions, reluctant to say, how does this work? What does this mean? I'm stuck. I can't get off the mark. I'm having trouble here. It's for some reason, I don't know why it is, and it's worse for guys than for ladies. Why do we not want to ask questions? And so I said, what if I provided a program that would answer those questions? And I knew a lot of the answers. I've been around a long time. But I also said somebody said, well, you should get a sidekick. A lot of talk show hosts have sidekicks, right? And I said, nope, my sidekicks are going to be my audience first. But my main sidekicks are going to be my experts that are going to join me every couple times an hour. I want to have experts join me. And so that's what we've done. And so the idea was for you to be able to show up and listen to the show. And if you listened enough, you would get answers to questions. And you'd hear from me and from my Brain Trust members. And over time, you would get an education without having to admit that you didn't know something. Remember, in 97, there was the internet was out there, but there wasn't that much information out there, and a lot of people weren't on it, and everybody who was on it was on dial-up, so there weren't a gazillion websites out there and 10 million people who called themselves experts. That wasn't going on out there in those days, so I was just arrogant enough to think that I had something to say to more than one person at a time. I started doing the research in 97. I started doing the research on what it would take to put a program on like this. But I also did one more thing. I said, if I discover that anybody else is doing this, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go do something else. If somebody else is already doing what I said, which was to do a weekday show, not just 1 hour on the weekend, but a weekday show, 2 hours a day, weekday show. And so I spent a couple months, 3 months, going through networks and going through lists and doing as much research as I could. And all, what I discovered was there was one small business show on 1 hour a day on Saturday. That was it. So that was my green light. That was when I flipped the decision over. That was probably in like in August, July, August of 97. And I said, okay, I feel like I've done the homework. And I had done the homework. It turns out, after all these years, I was right. There was only that one show. And it's not on the air anymore. And so over the next few months, I went about the process of getting myself educated on what it would take to do a radio show and finding a network. And that's what I did. And so in the beginning on November 17th, 1997, that's this Friday is my actual anniversary day. I began broadcasting that day. Had never broadcasted before, had never done a show before, and so I did it. And I don't want to. I'm glad there's no record of that of those original shows. I tried really hard, but I'm not so sure that they were all that great at those days. But you know what you do, you get better, don't you? As you plow through, as you persevere, as you work hard, and you ask questions, and you try, and you fail, you get better. That's what happens, right? That's the path of an entrepreneur, isn't it? Nothing's perfect. You don't seek perfection, as you've heard me say before. You seek excellence. And so 20 years later, and a whole lot of fun and a whole lot of work, over 5,000 days of live broadcasting, over 10,000 hours of live interviews, over 20,000 interviews, individual interviews in the last 20 years. A lot of stuff going on, made a lot of friends, reached a lot of you folks out there. And then, as you know, as some of you may know, 2 months later, in January of 98, we added our simulcast. We've been simulcasting on the internet, taking our broadcast and taking it to the internet for almost 20 years. Who else is doing that? Who else has done that? Who else has hung around like this long? Not that many people. I'm not even sure who since 97. Even some of the huge radio names you know out there that are still around weren't simulcasting back in those days. I wanted to make sure that wherever you were, whatever you had to, however you connected, you could get the information you needed. So I'm gonna take a quick break. When we come back, I'll talk a little bit more about this journey I've taken to create the Small Business Advocate Show. It's our 20th anniversary, ladies and gentlemen. Fair warning, we're going to be a little extra obnoxious this week.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.